Everyone, Shavua Tov. Maybe we'll close the door. And we're going to start now the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet Omer Aleph. Mishnah says, Kol HaKelim Nitolim Litzorech V'Shalo Litzorech. So Gemara is going to explain what that means, Litzorech V'Shalo Litzorech. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, this was the famous Rabbi Nechemia that we've been mentioning time and time, but here it appears in the Mishnah, his view of Eini Tolim Elo Litzorech. So the Gemara now clarifies, Mai Litzorech U'Mai Shalo Litzorech. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to move the Kli Litzorech and Shalo Litzorech. What is this all about? And let's assume right now that we're talking about a kli shemalachto le'isur. We'll see if that premise holds up. The reason why I say we're talking about a kli shemalachto le'isur is because if it's a kli shemalachto le'heter, then l'chora the Mishnah doesn't need to tell me litzorach and shalol litzorach. We already had the first Mishnah in the parak that said kol ha'kelim nitolim, which means that there's a carte blanche heter of tiltul with regard to a kli shemalachto le'heter. Here the Mishnah says no, it's litzorach and shalol litzorach. It sounds like we're talking about a kli shemalachto le'isur. So let's see if that interpretation holds up. So the Gemara is going to present the machlokas here between Rabba and Rava. Omar Rabba, litzorech. What does the Mishnah mean when it says litzorech, that you're allowed to be metalto l'kli litzorech? That's dovar. Dovar is another word for kli. Shemalachto leheter. And when we talk about a kli shemalachto leheter, it's litzorech gufo. V'shalo litzorech is dovar shemalachto leheter litzorech makomo. So it means that according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, this is before Rav Nechemia, that you're allowed to move a kli shemalach lehet litzor gufo or litzor makomo, but then the exclusion is not nichamal itself. Now this is not the shita that we've been familiar with until now. We've been familiar with the shita that a kli shemalachto leheter is mutter straight across the board. And that's why we thought this Mishnah, Shalom Aleichem, this Mishnah was referring to a kli shemalachto le'isur. But that's what we thought. Because, again, we always assumed that if there's an Isur of Tiltul with regard to Chamal itself, we identify that Isur Tiltul with a Kli Shemalachto le'isur, not a Kli Shemalachto le'heter. So again, if our premise is Kol HaKelim Nitolim, the opening mission in our Perek, we don't need a heter for a Kli Shemalachto le'heter. I mean, it's Mutter straight across the board, all inclusive. Now you're telling me, no, we needed a heter for Tzorach Gufo, we needed a heter for Tzorach Makomo, we never had a heter for Michamel Itzel, that remains Osir. It doesn't fit in with what we've been assuming until now. But this is the Shita of Rabba that we're not familiar with. You know, we have not been exposed to the Shita of Rabba. Okay. Now, if this Mishnah, according to Rabba's interpretation, is addressing a kli shemalachto leheter, then what would be the deal, what would be the din in the case of a kli shemalachto leisur? So that's what Rabba finishes up. He says, v'dovah shemalachto leisur, that's not included in this Mishnah, but that's litzorach gufo in, litzorach makomo lo. So what I need now is to create a kind of a table, what we call in Hebrew a tavla. So I don't know if anyone wants to volunteer. We could use the whiteboard if you like, or you could use your own paper and pencil. What we want to do is the following. We want to create a tavla that has on it the following variables. It's going to have a klisha malachto leheter on top. That's going to be the title. And underneath that we're going to have Rabbah. That's the subtitle. And then we're going to have the following three categories. We're going to have Litzorah Gufo.
Under Rabbah.
Under Rabbah. This is already getting into the Tavla itself. We're going to have Litzorah Gufo. That's going to be one column. We're going to have Litzorah Makomo. That's the second column. And then we're going to have a third column of Michama Litzel. Now, on the right side, which you'll have to dip down a little bit below, because you have these three headings, Litzorah Gufo, Litzorah Makomo, Litzorah Litzel. So on the right side, you'll have Klisha Malachta Le'isur, and underneath that, Klisha Malachta Le'heta, such that you'll now have six squares to fill in. And this is all according to Rabbah. Are you with me?
No, it's...
Okay.
I was fine to...
I don't have the energy to... Again, let me try to get it again. You have a Klisha Malachta Le'heter, that's your main title. Then you have Rabbah, that's your subtitle. Then you have the table three. Itself. And the table itself will have three columns.
Okay,
one
then
will
I got
Klisha Malachta... One will be Litzorah Gufo, the other will be Litzorah Makomo, and the third will be Mechama Litzel.
Okay, got that.
Okay, then on the right side, you have to dip down a little below because you want to give you six boxes here. So on the right side, you're going to have, first of all, Klisha Malachta Le'isur, and then Klisha Malachta Le'heter. Okay,
so
if somebody has the kayak, just to make a...
I'll tell you what's confusing.
Yeah.
You had Klisha Malachta Eat Heter on the top, now you're paying
you
it on the bottom.
If I write in your book, I mean, you could always erase it afterwards. Yeah. Or rip it out. Here.
Can we get an autograph? Because it's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, right. You'll sell it on eBay in about 1,000.
See, that's why you sit in the front.
In about 1,000 years, you'll sell it for 2 grosh on eBay. Right?
So you said, okay. Here you said put in the top, then and then you said put in the bottom. That's what confused me.
Oh, I see. Okay, that was my fault. Okay, so let's see. This is what I want to do here. Kli Shemalachto Leheter.
Okay.
Okay, and there will be Kli Shemalachto Le'isur.
Ah.
Okay, so that. So let's, if you can cross this
yes,
out.
Yes, just put a line through it.
Let's instead call it Shitas
Rabba.
Chachon.
Ah, Chachon.
Okay, because later we'll get to the Shita Rab Nechemi. Okay, so that's Rabba.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and here we'll make a line here so it'll be clear. Okay, so we're going to do the exact same thing as this. Again, Shita Chachon, but instead of Rabba, it's going to say Rava.
Okay,
we'll get to that soon. We're not ready for that yet.
Okay,
so let's fill in Klisha Malachta Leheta. Okay, so Litzorah Gufo is Mutter. Okay, according to Rabbah. And then we have... So, my Litzorech, let's go through the Gemara again. My Litzorech, Omer Rabbah, Litzorech, Dorish Shemalach Lehet, Litzorech Gufo.
Sorry, where are we in
the
Gemara?
I'm just reading the Gemara.
No, we're reading Gemara.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So, that's on Kuf Chav Dalet. No, this is for later on.
We're in Hari Kedem?
No. We're in the Gemara on Kuf Chav Dalet. Hopefully, we'll get to Hari Kedem, but that'll take a while.
Okay. Beis or Aleph?
Aleph.
Okay.
All right, so we just read the Mishnah, now we're doing the Gemara, my Litzorech, my Shalom Litzorech. Okay, then. So we have the following. The Mishnah allows you to move the Keli Litzorech and Shalom Litzorech. And Rabbi says that our Mishnah is referring to a Klisha Malachto Leheter. And he says, what's Litzorech and Shalom Litzorech? Litzorech means Litzorech Gufo, so that's Mutter. And then Litzorech and Shalom Litzorech is Litzorech Makomo. And that's Mutter. Okay, so far so good. Then we get to Michama Litzel, and that's awesome, because we only have those two categories that are Mutter. Now we're up to Dovrish and Malachto Le'isur, and there it's only Mutter Litzorech Gufo. But Litzorech Makomo, and how much more so Michama Litzel, that's going to be awesome. So that's a picture of Shitas Rabbah, as far as the Chachonim are concerned. Now, I want to give you a heads up. All this is according to the Chachamim. According to Rav Nechemya, in the case of Kli Shemlach Lisu, it's going to be also straight across the board in all three cases. And in the case of Kli Shemlach Lehet, it's only going to be Mutter Litzarek Gufo. And even that we're going to whittle down. It's going to have to be Litzarek Gufo. That means Tashmisho Amiyuchad Lo. If you recall that we discussed that last week. So I don't know if you want to make a whole new table for the Shita of Rav Nechemya, or you just want to indicate somehow whatever is easier for you, what changes in Rav Nechemya. What really changes in Rav Nechemya is, out of the six boxes, how many boxes do we have, right? Six?
Six.
So out of the six boxes, we're only going to have... We're only going to have a heter in Litzorech Gufo. So all the discussions about Litzorech Makomo and Michama Litzel, those straight across the board become awesome, because Rav Nechemya only allows you to move a Kli for its Gufo, and even Gufo is whittled down to Tashmish HaMiyuchadlo. Is that clear so far? So let's read the next line in the Gemara. The Asar Rav Nechemya Lememra Afilu Dover Shemlach Leheter is Litzarech Gufo in Litzarech Makomo Lo. So in effect, let's just count up how many boxes we changed here. I think the number is three. Let's see if I'm... What, in other words, when we shift to Rav Nechemya, I think we've changed three things. Let's see if I'm right. We left Kli Shemlach Leheter pretty much as is. Again, I add the words pretty much because, again, you're going to have to qualify by saying it's got to be Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. But otherwise, Litzarech Gufo is Mutter in both Kli Shemlach Talisa, Kli Shemlach Taheter. So fundamentally, that didn't change. But what really changed is that Kli Shemlach Taheter, which was Mutter Litzarech Makomo, now becomes Asur. And Kli Shemlach Talisa, which was Asur Litzarech Makomo, remains Asur. And Mechama Litzel was always awesome. So actually, we in a sense, we changed only one box, but we really changed three boxes. I'm trying not to confuse you, but what I mean to say is the real fundamental change is Kli Shemlach Leheter, which according to Chachamim was Mutter Litzorech Makomo, now becomes Asur according to Rav Nechemya. Is that clear? Let me go over that one more time. What do you in the first tabla?
You said in the Makomo under Rabbah there were really two things,
but it should say Mutter under Makomo.
Yeah, originally.
Okay, so that changes and becomes also according to Rav Nechemya.
That I got.
Okay, so now what else changes is that Litzarech Gufo in both cases in the Chachamim Shita we just write a blanket Mutter.
Right.
When we drop down to Rav Nechemya, we have to say it's Mutter but. And we have to add the qualification that's mutter only if it's litzorech tashmish hamiyuchad lo.
In both heter and
In both heter and iser. Okay, so again, if we can figure out, you know, where things are here, we'll
erasers there, no?
Yeah, but I had a different kind of a maybe this here somewhere. Okay.
They say Mishnah Mesh.
This is Rav Nechemya, okay? Litzorech Tashmisho Hamiyuchad Lo. Okay, this is Rav Nechemya's qualification of Litzorech Gufo. So we say Litzorech Gufo according to Rav Nechemya, okay? This is all Rav Nechemya. What we mean by Litzorech Gufo is Litzorech Tashmisho Hamiyuchad Lo. So only for that specific function that it is designated for. Okay. So that's what he says over here. He says, Amale Rava. Now Rava is going to disagree. Now you may recall from last week, and if not, let's try to refresh our memories, that Rava takes Litzarech Gufo and Litzarech Makomo and he combines them together. You remember that? And therefore, he has the ability to extend the heter in the Kli Shemlach Leheter Michamal Itzel. Amalei Rava Litzorech Makomo V'shalol Litzorech Karisle, you set up Litzach Makobo as a separate category, which in the language of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi, you called it Shalol Litzarech, and therefore when the Mishnah says Bein Litzarech, Bein Shalol Litzarech, it's coming to include Litzarech Makomo, but not Mechama Litzel. And Rava rejects that. He says, how could it be that Litzarech Makomo is considered Shalol Litzarech? Elo Marava, no. Dovashem Alachta Lehet Bein Litzarech Gufo Bein Litzarech Makomo. And then Shalol Litzarech is going to be Afilu Michama Litzel. So now in the table that we created, now we have to create a table for Rava. And in the box that said before for Rava of Klisha Malachto Lehete that it's also Michama Litzel, now becomes Mutta Michama Litzel. And let's see the repercussions of this elsewhere. Dovash Malachto Leisur Litzar Gufo U Litzarach Makomo in. Because again, Rav always combines together Litzarach Gufo and Litzarach Makomo. So when you get down to Klisha Malachto Leisur, which according to Rav is only Mutta Litzarach Gufo, Rav can't tolerate such a possibility because once you have a het litzarech gufo, then ipso facto that includes a het litzarech makomo as well, because they're all one. And therefore, the difference between a klisha malachta lehet and a klisha malachta leisa is going to be michama litzel, meaning according to Rava, whereas in the case of a klisha malachta lehet, you're allowed to move it straight across the board, even michama litzel. Rava is of the opinion that here's where Klisha Malachta L'Isur parts ways and is more restrictive than Klisha Malachta L'Heter, Michama Litzel. The Heter of Chama Litzel is limited to Dovash Malachta L'Heter. But as far as Dovash Malachta L'Isur is concerned, you're not allowed to move it Michama Litzel. The Osir of Nechemiah L'Meimar. So all that was according to the Chachamim. Now Rav Nechemiah says, Afilu Dovar Shemalachto Leheter. Litzarech Gufo Ulitzarech Makomo In Michama Litzel Lo. Now this is pretty radical. We've never seen. According to Rav Nechemiah, we now have, according to Rava, a Heter Litzarech Makomo. And we touched on this on Thursday, if you recall, because Litzarech Makomo as a separate category seems to undermine the whole sheet of Rav Nechemiah. Rav Nechemiah's sheet is Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo, which means that we only allow you to move the Kli because of its Tashmish, its use. Litzarech Makomo means I'm just clearing off the table. I'm not using the Kli itself. So I take the hammer off the table, so now I can eat off the table. But I'm not using the hammer for anything. If I was using the hammer to crack open my walnuts, okay, that would be Litzarech Gufo. And then Rav Nechemiah could argue, well, it's not Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo, and so forth and so on. And that's going to be the difference between Klisha Malachta Lehet and Klisha Malachta Leisur. But now what we're saying is, within the context of Klisha Malachta Lehet, Rav is introducing a much broader heter for Rav Nechemiah than we saw before. In Rava's frame of reference, and that was what we were used to in Rav Nechemiah, the only heter is Litzarech Gufo, and that's it. But now we're expanding that to include Litzarech Makomo, because keep in mind the cornerstone of Rava is that when you say, at the moment you enunciate the words Litzarech Gufo, it automatically includes Litzarech Makomo, because Litzarech Gufo and Litzarech Makomo are one entity.
I mean, that's difficult to understand. I mean, it's supposed to be challenging for us to understand that connection, right?
Yeah, it's very new to us, but basically it means that it's Litzarech Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You remember that back on Wednesday, I think it was, we pointed out that according to Rava's Shita, the word Litzarech is a matir. Now, it's initially, back in the time of Nechemiah ben Chachalia, they made an absolute all-inclusive gzera of Tiltul Kalim. And we're going through various stages. We came up with, you remember, four stages of Heter. And in each stage of a Heter, they were Matir something else. And the first Heter, according to Rava, would include both Litzarech Gufo and Litzarech Makomo, insofar as they are both considered Litzarech Shabbos. And if you want to use more of a psychological explanation, we could say the following. You know, just almost as a memory device, we'll say that Chazal wanted to put you into a spirit of Shabbos as opposed to thinking about the weekday. So what do you do with Kalim on Shabbos? How would that enhance your experience of Shabbos? And the answer is you use it for a purpose on Shabbos that would be helpful for Shabbos. Not an Iser, but a Heter. And if I need to set my table and I have to therefore remove something from the table, that's also part of the Heter of Litzorach Shabbos. So that's Rav Shita, that once you're Matir, then you're Matir even Litzorach Makomo, because Litzorach Makomo is no less than Litzorach Shabbos than Litzorach Gufo. However, within the framework of Rav Nechemya, and I think, Ben, this is your point, it becomes a little bit more complicated, a little more sticky, if I would say. It's not so smooth, because Rav Nechemya is looking for Tashmish. He wants the Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. And here, you're not using it for any Tashmish. You're really just clearing off the table. That's not called Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. So that's what we're going to have to discuss, and that's what this Simon is going to address. So now, are we ready for the Tavla of Rava? According to Rava, in the case of Klisha Malachto Leheter, in the Chachomim frame of reference, then it's Mutta straight across the board for in all three cases, even Michamel Itzel. In the case of a Klisha Malachto Leiser, it's only Mutta Litzar Gufo Litzar Makoma, but not Michamel Itzel. And then we get down to Rav Nechemya. And Rav Nechemya is going to say, well, it's only Mutal Litzorach Gufo Litzorach Makomo, and that's true even for Klisha Malachta Leheter. So the difference between the Chachomim and Rav Nechemya in the case of a Klisha Malachta Leheter is going to be Michamel Itzel, because Rava insists that when it says in the Mishnah, Bein Litzorach, Bein Shalol Litzorach, it's coming to be Matir, even a Klisha Malachta. It's coming to be Matir even Michamel Itzel, because again, Litzorech, according to Rava, automatically includes both Gufo and Makomo. So therefore, Shalol Litzorech, and the Mishnah is coming to be Matir, Michamel Itzel, comes along Rav Nechemya, and he says, no, it's got to be Tashmish, you got to be using it. Michamel Itzel, that's connecting you to the next 6 days of Chol. That's not a Shabbos experience. Then we get to Klisha Malachta Leiser, which according to Rava is Mutu Bein Litzorach Gufo Bein Litzorach Makomo, but it's not Mutu Michamel Itzel. That's according to Chachamim, and according to Rav Nechemya, it's going to be Osir straight across the board. Why? Because it's a Klisha Malachta Leiser, and Rav Nechemya requires Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo, which by definition is Osir because it's a Klisha Malachta Leiser.
So it's Iser under Gufo even for Leiser.
Well, yeah, because Gufo, by definition, if you have a hammer, and it's a carpenter's hammer, and we're talking about, according to Rav Nechemya, what is the designated purpose or function of this utensil, it's only to be used in the carpentry shed. So that you can't do on Shabbos, and therefore there's no possibility of allowing tiltal of a klisha malachta leiser from Rav Nechemya's point of view is an empty set. Because by definition, if you need Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo, the Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo of a Klisha Malachta Leiser is clearly the Iser, so there's no way you can use or move a Klisha Malachta Leiser. Whereas if you go back to the Chachamim Shita, there was a Heter even as far as Klisha Malachta Leiser, but only Litzorech and not Shalol Litzorech. So in Klisha Malachta Leheter, when you say Bein Litzorech, Bein Shalol Litzorech, then you're automatically including what? Michamel Itzel, right? Because the Shalol Itzorach according to Rav is always going to be Michamel Itzel. But once you get to a Klisha Malachta Leisur, and there the Heter was only Litzorach, you don't have that extra piece of Shalol Itzorach, which would be Michamel Itzel. So according to Rav, the difference between a Klisha Malachta Leisur and a Klisha Malachta Heter in the Chachomim's frame of reference is Michamel Itzel. If we go back now to Rava says Litzorach only includes Litzorach Gufo. And therefore when it includes Shalol Litzorach in the case of Klisha Malachta Leheter, that comes to include Litzorach Makomo. We have no Heter therefore for Michamel Itzel according to Rava. So the machlokas between Rava and Rava now becomes, in the case of a kli shemlach leheter, according to the Chachamim, michamal itzel. Whereas the Chachamim, according to Rabbah, would aser it, because it was only a heter as far as, but not beyond, shalom litzorech. So michamal itzel was never included in the heter. Rav, on the other hand, holds that since litzorech includes both Gufo and Makobo, therefore the extra piece of the extra heter of Shalom Litzorech is coming for Chamal Itzel. That's according to the Chachomim in Eklisha Malachto Leheter. Now we get down to Eklisha Malachto Leiser, which was only permitted in the case of Litzorech. So what does that mean, only in the case of Litzorech? According to Rabbah, only Litzorech means Litzorech Gufo. According to Rabbah, Litzorech means both Litzorech Gufo and Litzorech Makomo. Both Rabbah and Rav will agree that you're not allowed to move a klisha malachta le'isur michamal itzel. The question is, and here's the machlok between Rabbah and Rav, would the Chachamim allow you to move a klisha malachta le'isur litzarech makoma? Then we get to Rav Nechemia. According to Rabbah, in Rav Nechemia, there's basically only one situation which is mutter, according to Rabbah. And that's going to be a kli shemalachto leheter. Now, in terms of a kli shemalachto leisur, everyone's going to have to agree that according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Nechemia, it's also straight across the board. And again, that's already definitional. You know, that's not something that you can get confused about, because as soon as you entertain the idea, according to Rav Nechemia, that the heter tashmish, the heter tiltil, excuse me, is limited to tashmish amyuchad lo, then a kli shemalachto leisur is off the charts. There's no way that you could ever be matir tiltil in a kli shemalachta leisur. But when we get to kli shemalachta leheter, keep in mind, Rava is always going to assume that included, incorporated in the heter litzarko is even litzarech makoma. And that's where we got to that very strange and extreme heter, a very unfamiliar leniency, unfamiliar to us at least, that Rav Nechemia could be lenient even as far as litzarech makomo. Let's go back to Rava for a second. Rava makes a lot of intuitive sense. There's no way that Rav Nechemia could tolerate a heter for litzarech makomo, because litzarech makomo is not tashmisha amyuchadlo. You're not using it all. You know, you're not taking this object and using it. You're just getting it off the table. You know, poof, evaporate, get it out of my sight. But Rava has this principle which he's not willing to ever give up on, and that is that whenever there's a heter litzarech, the word litzarech by definition includes both gufo and makomo, and therefore klisha malachto. I'm sorry. Therefore, according to Rav Nechemia, and again according to Rav Nechemia, we're always going to be discussing klisha malachto leheter. That heter includes not only litzarech gufo but even litzarech makomo. Now, how does makomo fit into the perspective of Rav Nechemia? So just to remind you, again, just b'toras chazor, what we saw here in Siman Sadi Beis up until this point, and especially in Os Beis, which is the main paragraph on page Resh Mem Tes, the first paragraph of substance, the concept of litzorech makomo was, and Don, you'll remember this, was that it's not considered tiltul kli, but rather it's tiltul chefetz. Does everybody remember that? In other words, the iser of tiltul was number one, tiltul as opposed to tashmish, which means when you start to move something for the purpose of using it, that tiltul itself is already incorporated in the tashmish, in the use of the kli. And number two, the iser was tiltul kalim and not chafatzim. And if I relate to this object as a chafetz, it's just a physical barrier that's taking up space and I got to get it out of here, that's not called tiltul kalim, that's called tiltul chafatzim. And that concept apparently could be acceptable even according to Rav Nechemia. That's what we're going to see today. That's going to be our discussion for today. But at least in terms of our discussion of the Chachamim Shita, we have, according to the Chachamim, a heter of both Litzarech Gufo and Litzarech Makomo. Again, the problem is to fit this all into Rava is a little bit problematic, because litzarech gufo means it's not called tiltul, it's called tashmish. Litzarech makomo means it's not called a kli, it's called a chefetz. Those seem to be two very distinct categories of heter, whereas Rava swallows them up into one. So that's going to be an issue that we're going to discuss. And then the second issue is that if Rav Nechemya is only being matir tashmish, how are we going to allow with Tzorech Makomo according to Rav Nechemya? Yeah.
Is this a good time to ask a question?
Sure.
When the Gran gave the reason for din, the reason we can't move a kli from Chama itself, because we're already thinking in the weekday, does that mean that we can align his reason for din with Rava or Rava, or is that a separate reason for din?
Well, let's just think. According to Rava, you could say let me say it the easy way first. According to Rava, the Gra's approach is very simple. It's really smooth. You know, it's like, you know, putting your foot into a shoe that fits. You know, it really slips in well. Because if you're being matil litzorech, it means for the sake of Shabbos, you're allowing me to move kalim, then what difference does it make if I'm moving it for this or for that? That's my tzorech Shabbos. That's what I need. I can't set my table unless I get rid of these things that are taking up space on the table. According to Rava, you have to add a little bit of a nuance. You know, they were matir litzorech Shabbos in two stages. You know, stage number one was litzorech, a real profound litzorech, and that's gufo. I need to use this clue. And then there was another sort of all inclusive heter, which they went a step further. They said, well, even if you need the space, that's also valid as the litzorech. Then we get to Chamal itself, and here once again Rava makes a lot of sense, because Rava is saying there's no heter of Chamal itself, even according to the Chachamim, and even in a cliche Shemalata leheter, there's no permissibility to move it Chamal itself. That makes sense according to the Vilna Gaon, because what pushed the Chacham to be matir and to loosen the tight belt of the original Iser of Kol Hakelim Asurim Metiltul? It was the Tzorech Shabbos. Okay, Chamal itself is not Tzorech Shabbos. Comes along Rava. And Rava says, no, there was a second round of heter. The first round of heter was Litzorech Shabbos. And the second round of heter was in the kli itself. That this kli is defined as a kli shemalach leheter. You can treat it any way you want it. It's heter for you. You want to move it, you want to get it out of the sun, you want to protect it and take it inside. Everything is mutter. That's the second stage of heter, according to Rava, in the case of a kli shemalach leheter. So, in the case of a kli shemalach leheter. So now, what I want to do is discuss with you this paragraph on page Resh Nun, V'yesh Lahosif.
That's what I gave you on Thursday.
Okay.
You have that?
Anyone need Resh Nun? I have a copy.
So, what I'd like to do is go through this one paragraph and try to taste it and enjoy it, and then go back to Kuf Chav Dalet again before we do the next paragraph, which is Gimel. Because what we did on Kuf Chav Dalet is we went through the Mishnah and the Gemara, but we haven't gone through the Rashis. And there's a very important Rashi. So he says the following, that when we talk about moving a kli, tiltul of a kli, litzorech gufo, and was saying that that heter extended and was applied even to a kli shemalach le'isur. Obviously, when you say litzor gufo, in the case of kli shemalach le'isur, you're talking about some sort of tashmish hamutter on Shabbos, right? You're moving the hammer for the sake of cracking the walnuts. That's obviously litashmish al heter. And again, on the side, Rava went ahead and extended that heter to include Litzorech Makomo, because Rav always combines the two in one package deal, Litzorech Gufo, Litzorech Makomo. But in any event, this heter, Litzorech Gufo, really has two, it hides behind it two different mechanical explanations. One explanation is that if he's using it for a tashmish, right, he's using the Kurna Shel Nefachim, as we spoke about, Litzorech Lefatzeach Bo'as HaGozim. If that be the case, he's converting, he's transforming the Kli into a Kli Shemalach Leheter. Why? Because the very moment that he picks up this hammer for the purpose of cracking his walnuts, at that moment he's beginning a tashmishal heta, so the kli now changes its personality. Then he says there's another dimension here. A kli shemalakta leheta requires its sorech, and here the Chachamim established that tiltul is not called litzorech unless it's a tzorech gufa. If it's a tzorech gufa, which means you're doing a maisish tamshus, you're using the kli, and we assume and we define the beginning of you using the kli the moment that you take the kli into your hand. If that be the case, that's not called tiltul. So we have two different categories here. There's an overlap here of, shall we say, two pressing logical reasons or rationales for why you'd be allowed to move a kli shemalachtal isul tzor gufo. One is to say that you began the tashmish and therefore it becomes a kli shemalachtal heter. And number two, since you began the tashmish, that's not called tiltul, that's called ishtamshus. So that's the overlap of the two. Alright, let's put this on the side for a moment and go back to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. And what we want to do is we want to read through the Rashis here, because that's always a healthy thing to do. So Rashi starts, Hachi Garsi Demasnisin Kol Akelim Nitolim Litzorech V'chule. So he reiterates the Girsa that we have. Apparently there was another girsa, and we don't know exactly what that other girsa might have said. Now the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah mean, bein litzorech and bein shelo litzorech? Omar Rabba. Rabba holds that litzorech deshari tanakama, okay, we call them the Chachom, and Rashi calls it tanakama, hainu dorish emalachta leheter, umetaltolo litzorech gufo. That's called litzorech. And what's shalol litzorech? Tov shemlachtol etem metaltolo. Shalol litzorech gufo. Aval tzorech limakomo. And then we get to dover hamalachtol leisu, which is only mutol litzorech gufo. There's only one heter. Hu ishtaroi. Who meaning for that purpose, and only for that purpose, were they allowing you to move the kli. Im tzorech lo lemleches heter. So again, that's our case of a hammer for cracking nuts. Avol shalol litzorech gufo. This is Rabba again. Rabba holds that shalol litzorech gufo, meaning you're not using the hammer itself. Afagav litzorech lemakomo, but even though you need to clear away the hammer to put the plates and the silverware on the table. Lo, that was never mutva. Rabba litamei the omar li el. This is interesting. We never discussed back in the sugya of Rabba on Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis what's the status of Kurnish al Nefachim as far as the Tzorch Makomo is concerned. Rashi is pointing out that the whole discussion about Kurnish al Nefachim according to Rabba was the Tzorch Gufo. But let's go back again. I don't think there was any... Rashi's adding something. I don't think there was any discussion one way or the other about Litzorech Makomo. Let me just make sure I'm not making a mistake here. So we're on the bottom of Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis for a second. And Ella Omar Rabba, that's one line and a half before the end of Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis, Kuna Shal Nefachim Lefatzea Bo Ha'agozim Kasavar, the Gemara on top of Kuf Chav Gimel, Dov Shemachtol Isil Tzara Gufo Muta. So Rashi is saying, why is the discussion here
disconnected?
Exclusively addressing klisha malachto leiser letzar gufa. What about letzar makoma? Why did the Gemara focus our attention on letzar gufa and only on letzar gufa? So Rashi's saying that this is already a harbinger of what we're going to learn now on Kuf Chav Dalet, a blot later, that Rav is of the opinion that in the case of a klisha malachto leiser, there never was a het to letzar makoma. That's why the only discussion of Rava back on Kuf Chav Gimel, or Kuf Chav Beis and Beis going on to the top of Kuf Chav Gimel and Aleph, was only as far as the Tzar Gufo is concerned. That's with regard to Eklisha Malachta Le'is. Then we get Rava Shita. Amalei Rava V'chule Ela Amar V'chule Ula Rava Demukmi Aliba D'Rab Nechemia L'Tzarech Gufo Ula Tzarech Makomo Muta. See, remember I told you that this was like the weak link, you know, in terms of our conceptual understanding of the sugya, that according to Rava, Rav Nechemya was matir not only with Tzarech Gufo, but even with Tzarech Makomo. Rava is sort of compelled to that position because the word Litzarech, according to Rava, means, the translation of the word Litzarech means Ben Gufo, Ben Makomo. But that doesn't really cut the mustard in the case of Rav Nechemya, because Rav Nechemya's whole Eter Tiltul is based on Tashmish. Hishtamshus Bekli. And you can't talk about Hishtamshus Bekli in the case of Litzarech Makomo. So that's a difficult piece here. Al Kain Hai Litzarech Gufo. So what's Litzarech Gufo? And where does Rav Nechemya disagree with the Chachamim in terms of Litzarech Gufo? Kegon Shezeh HaTashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. That's what we wrote on the blackboard before. It's based on this Rashi over here. It's always good to see the source inside. Desanya Lekamon Beperek Chavis Rav Nechemya Omer Afilu Tarvad Afilu Talis Eini Tolin El Litzarech Tashmishon. So the Gemara is going to talk about various kelim, and you're only allowed to use them for that which they were designated, that particular tashmish. And therefore, according to that braisa, it's clear that Rav Nechemya disagrees with the Chachamim, and he whittles down the Heter Litzarech Gufo. The Chachamim had this blanket Heter Litzarech Gufo. According to Rav Nechemya, hey, wait a minute, hold on. You know, hold your horses here. Don't go too far. It's not Litzarech Gufo is a blanket heter all inclusive. Litzarech Gufo is a heter only if it's Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. Oh, now about Litzarech Makomo. So this is the line that you want to underline. If you have your own Gemara, please underline this. I can't do it because this doesn't belong to me. But if I could, I would underline this. Litzarech Makomo Nami L'Rova Ke Litzarech Gufo V'Tashmisho Domi. Rava has an equation between Litzarech Makomo and Litzarech Gufo, which is absolutely fascinating because we're going now even according to Rav Nechemya, and Rav Nechemya requires some sort of Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. You know, in the case of Litzarech Makomo, that's not Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. You know, the malacha, the maisa that you're doing in Tiltul is really in the makom. You know, you want to empty the space. That's not in the kli itself. So that's not Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. So that's the point that you want to underline in Rashi that needs a lot of explanation. So I'm going to point you to please be my monitor here and remind me that when we finish today, that we have to come make sure that we've covered our bases on this. If we haven't, then we owe a debt here because this is an unanswered question. Ula Rabba, Litzarech Gufo D'Shoyi Rav Nechemya V'Dafka Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo. Ubein Lo Rabba Bein Lo Rava Dafka Dovashim Lachta Le'etav Dovashim Lachta Le'isur. Afilu Litzarech Gufo Lo Shari Rav Nechemya. The High Litzarech Gufo Lav Tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo Hu Da HaMiyuchad Lo Meleches Isur. So there's only one word here that poses a problem for me, and that's the word Afilu. So if you could underline that word Afilu, and I'll give you a red pen if you need, because I need it in red, you know, because this is a real, this Afilu here really throws us off. I'll tell you why. If Rashi had left out the Afilu, then he'd be making the following very important and very clear observation, and that is that according to Rav Nechemya, there's no way, no how that you could be matir tiltul in a case of a klisha malachta le'isa. Because since Rav Nechemya, by definition, requires a tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo, as we said over and over again, the tashmish HaMiyuchad Lo in the case of a klisha malachta le'isa is isa. then any other purpose for which you would move this kli would by definition be eino miyuchad lo, right? Because it would be for heter. This is miyuchad leiser. So if you use this carpenter's hammer for anything that's heter, that by definition is not tashmisha miyuchad lo, and therefore Rabbi Nachem would ask it. All that I understand. And Rashi goes out of his way to point out that that's bein l'rabba, bein l'rabba. Nobody questions this one premise, that according to Rabbi Nachem, in the case of klisha malachta l'isur, there's no heter tiltal. But Rashi adds the word da'afilu. When he says afilu litzara gufo, he's implying the kolshkein, who can finish my sentence, litzara makomo, excellent. And that's a bit of a problem. Why is that a bit of a problem? Because here we spend so much time in the context of this Hari Kedem to explain that Litzoch Makomo was a heter based on the fact that you're not moving a kli, you're only moving a chefetz. And there's no reason ostensibly why Reb Nechemya would reject that concept. Reb Nechemya, when it comes to Litzoch Gufo, he's very finicky about it. He's a real mifunak, you know, and he's saying, you know what? Well, I just realized mifunak and finicky sound the same. Got to get this guy Moses. You know Moses? You don't live here in the neighborhood, Don. There's a guy here in the neighborhood named Moses. Very interesting guy. He looks a little like John Lennon. Anyway, so...
So he's the guy on TV?
No, he's not on TV, but he's a linguist, and he's very heavy into Lashon Kodesh. You know, he does all languages. But one of his big things is the similarity between Hebrew and other languages, because he claims that at the time of Dor HaFlaga, before they sinned, there was only one language on the face of the earth. And all 70 languages, therefore, were corruptions or developments of Lashon Kodesh. Mm-hmm. And I just realized as I'm speaking that I have to call him up and tell him I have something to add to, if he doesn't have it already. He probably has it already. But the word mefunak is the same as the English word finicky. It even sounds the same.
No, my normal translation of mefunak is like spoiled. But you're right. Ah. Finicky is like that. Right. Finicky person is like a...
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, did you ever hear the term in Gemara language? It's actually, I think, a Greek word called istinus.
Yes.
You know, an istinus is someone who's super sensitive. You know, he has to have, everything has to be clean and hot water, and he, you know, everything has to taste just so, you know. So that's what the Gemara calls mifunakim. You know, you're right. In modern Hebrew, they expanded the word mifunakim to mean anyone who's spoiled. And so, but that's not what the Gemara means by mifunakim. So let's go to Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya, when he gets to Litzara Gufo, he's real finicky. He's a real mifunak. It's got to be Litzara Gufo means Tashmisha Miyuchad Lo. Okay, that's fine. But there's no reason why Reb Nechemya Lishitaso should get upset with the Tzorach Makoma. That's a whole different discussion. The Tzorach Makoma means that the original Gzera was Tiltul and Tiltul Kalin. And Makoma is not called Tiltul Kalin. It's Kiltul Chafatzin. But the word Afilu in Rashi clearly indicates that Rav Nechemya would not permit Tiltul in the case of Klisha Malachto Le'isur Litzarek Makomo. And the question is, why not? If you talk about Litzarek Gufo, I understand very well, because it's a klisha malachta l'isur by definition, that's not tashmisha miyuchad lo. Anything you do with a carpenter's hammer is by definition, is not, you know, any function that you implement here is not going to be tashmisha miyuchad lo, because the miyuchad lo is to make a table out of, you know, use the hammer to hammer the nails in the table. But in the case of Litzarek Makomo, why shouldn't Rav Nechemya be liberal and allow Tiltul Litzarek Makoma, if Litzarek Makoma is because of the status as the kli, not as a kli but as a chefetz? And clearly from this word Rashi, afilu in Rashi, you see that Rashi holds, I don't even have to talk to you about Litzarek Makoma and a kli shemalach kli, so Rav Nechemya would certainly answer it. I just want to tell you that even Litzarek Gufo is going to be awesome. But when he adds the word even, you understand that he was upgraded, as we said, it was simple to him. There was no debate about the case of Litzarek Gufo. About the case of Litzarek Makoma. That for sure was awesome. And the question is why? And that's what the Rav picks up here in this paragraph, the Hine. So the first part of this paragraph, number Gimel, which is on the bottom right of Resh Nun, up until, let's say, line 7, Well, line 6, I should be more precise. It's just a quote of Rashi. Ve'ine mashma mi Rashi. It seems clearly from Rashi, the klishim lach l'iser ein heta tiltel klal l'rav Nechemiah. What does the word klal mean?
At all.
Whatsoever, at all. What's he including here? Even what?
Even
Makomo. Even Litzok Makomo. Ve'yesh la'ayin l'fiyah mavur. And I don't know if that was a 50-50 guess, or you really knew it. But l'fiyah mavur, my time lomati Reb Rashi, I'll leave the Reb Nechemiah, tilkul gam klishim lach l'is l'tzorech Makomo, I'll leave the Rava. If Rava's whole yisod was Litzok Makomo, is not Kaili but Chafetz, then it should apply even according to Reb Nechemiah. Umashmos divrei Rashi, they leave the Reb Nechemiah lo mishkachas et the klal. He repeats himself. Beklisha malach liisa. Hare mevuah the Reb Nechemiah lo poliga rabbanan behetera the litzarach makomo beklisha malach leheter. Right, if we go back to klisha malach leheter, Rava went out of his way to say that it's even mutal litzarach makomo. Correct. Let's go back to the words of Rava. Rava says the also Reb Nechemiah lemeimar. Afilu darish malach leheter litzar kufa ulitzarich lemakomo in. It's explicit, black and white, that in the case of klisha malach leheter, Reb Nechemiah, according to Rava, is matter even litzarich makomo. So it means that Reb Nechemiah accepted the svara of litzarich makomo. Aye, it's not tashrish hamiyuchad lo. The answer is, but it's not a kli, and the whole issue was tiltul kalim. So why shouldn't that logic apply even in the case of klisha malach leiser? In other words, there's no way of justifying why klisha malach leiser should swallow up an iser tiltul litzarech makoma. Why? I understand that if it's a klisha malach leiser, you can't use the litzar gufo because Reb Nechemiah requires tashrish hamiyuchad lo, and that you don't have in the case of a klisha malach leiser. But as far as litzarech makoma is concerned, that's not a kli. If it's not a kli, it was never included in the original Issa. Rav Soloveitchik has basically boxed himself up in a corner, and I'm very excited because I realized this kasha, and I wrote it in my own language without reading it. Tzarech li'iyun dikshe malachto li'isul Reb Nechemiah mutul tafel tzarech makoma, and I even added an exclamation mark. So Barcha Kivante, I realized that Rav Soloveitchik has boxed himself into a corner here. Vinira Lomar, you know, he has to somehow salvage the whole thing, otherwise, you know, this book would be one page smaller, you know, one page smaller. He says the following. The Rashi Svirli de Lochazu vi Tiru Litzach Makomo El Bahadi. Okay, underline that word Bahadi, I'll come back right to it. Haheter Shalitzorech Gufa. So what does the word Bahadi mean? First, let's translate it literally, and then I'm going to give you more of a conceptual explanation of the word Bahadi. Bahadi means alongside, along with something.
Okay.
In Yiddish, we call it a nachschlepper. Did you ever hear that? The nachschlepper. That's like the primary biblical nachschlepper personality is Lot. Lot was always hanging on to Avram's coattails. So Rashi says that, according to this explanation, it's not that Litzar Gufo, Litzar Makomo were two separate logical permissions, you know, leniencies. Heter for this because it's not tiltal, and heter for this because it's not clear. No. It's they needed to allow you to move something on Shabbos litzorech gufo. That's what they were really, really interested in. But what was schlepped along as a noch schlepper, that was already the het litzorech gufo. I'm sorry, the het litzorech makoma. Let's read it again. The Rashi svirli de lo chazru v'tiru litzorech makoma ela behadi. Along with the heter litzarich makomo, litzarich gufo. Sorry, I keep getting that. Right? So does everybody have that? Just the mathematics here, the mechanics. He's saying that the heter was litzarich gufo, and litzarich makomo had to get schlepped along. But there was never an independent heter on litzarich makomo. Therefore, only if you can check off the box of tiltul tzar gufo, then no egg heheta shall tiltul tzar makom. But where in the absence of a hetel tzar gufo, then ipso facto there's no hetel tzar makomo, because the hetel tzar makomo was a noch schlepper. The shnei ha'eterim hutru bevas achas, and they were matim both in one fell swoop. There wasn't two stages as we thought until now. And he says it looks like the Gemara, in the language of the Gemara, it indicates that, because the Gemara says chazru v'hitiru, which means bein litzar gufo bein litzar makom, was one heter. I'll tell it to you. Just, I don't mean what I'm about to say. Just this is purely a memory device. Don't take me seriously. What I'm telling you now is Purim Torah. But what I'm saying is, it's as if the Chazal were very stingy on ink. It's like in Megillas Esther. You remember Achashverosh says to Esther at the second Suda, "What can I do? We already sent out all the, what do they call it? All the parchments. What?
The decrees.
They were, I can't, you know, Yef Shalahatsu. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you have one shot at writing the decree." So he's saying that, I don't mean that he's saying this, this is just to get a way of remembering it, that once they signed a heter, they could only sign it once. You know, there wasn't enough parchment to go around and ink, you know, to do it a second time. So what they had to do was, they had to sort of include the heter Litzarch Makomo in that transcript, in that gzeira of Litzarach Gufo. They couldn't spend the money on a special heter of Litzarach Makomo. That's what it said. But klal was said to lo, if kiu mea maisa shame shall tiltul kli, right, the whole push of the heter Litzarach Makoma was that it's not a kli, because we're going to define it as a chafetz instead of a kli. But that rabbinic authority, or not authority, but that rabbinic enactment was only done Ella and Cain Yeshla kli heter gamshe sheshmo olav al yidei tiltul tzar gufo al yidei maisish tamshus. In other words, you look at the chafetz itself, the object, the kli, and the kli says, look, you know what? I'm not a kli. You just want to get me out of here to clear up the space, right? But the kli is already been included in the isur because it's a kli. Once it's included in the isur, then we shut up the kli, and the kli has no right to claim, hey, I should be mutter betiltel because you need the space and it's not a kli that you're looking at for the chafetz. So first you have to remove the status of the kli as a kli. I'm sorry. First you have to move the status of the tiltel, and then you can remove the status of the kli. How do you first remove the status of tiltul? By saying that, look, I'll grant you that you're a kli, but this is not tiltul. This is tchilas ishtamshus. That's called tzorech gufa. Everybody with me on that? Again, you'll have to review this. I see, Don, you're a little bit...
Now I'm following.
You're doing better? Again, you know, I promise you that if
we're back to Thursday. I was fine Thursday.
No, listen, Don. I really promise you. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to... This is not advertising. But if you would listen to the shiur on tape, you'll follow it 100% better the second time around.
Okay.
Because what happened was there are a number of variables here. As you saw, that's why we made a chart. Right. Whenever I say let's make a chart, you got to get nervous. And I say it to myself also, because I'm terrible at charts. You know, at the very moment I say let's make a chart, there's so many variables I can't hold cup. You know, I can't keep it all juggling in my brain. But I promise you, if you go over it again, it's really a lot simpler.
That the chart is the shita of the Chachamim? And then afterwards, there were all of these interpretations and variations because at one point, according to the chart, you're saying Makomo is Isur, and then all of a sudden you're saying maybe it's Mutter. And
well, wait a second. Makomo was awesome. Wait a second. No, Don, listen. No, I'm just telling you, this. If you get what I'm saying now in the next 30 seconds, this is the key to the whole thing,
okay,
to the whole puzzle. According to Rabbah, Litzorech Makomo needs a separate, it's a separate category. If you can only remember that, Rava says no, it's not a separate category. Everything flows from that. If you follow that, everything follows from that. Because what Rava is going to say is, okay, they were Matu Litzorech, now tell me about Shalolitzorech, meaning Litzorech Makomo, which is called Shalolitzorech. That's a separate category. So Rabbi's going to say, well, in a klishim lachta leheter, yes. In a klishim lachta leheter, no. Rav, on the other hand, is going to say, well, the word litzarach includes, by definition, both litzarach gufo and litzarach makomo. And therefore, whenever you see the word litzarach according to Rav, like, for example, in a klishim lachta leheter, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to be metal for litzarach, so it means litzarach gufo or litzarach makomo. Now we have the Shalol Litzarach. So Shalol Litzarach, we go down one level. So according to Rabbah, if we're going to go down one level, we only had a Heter Litzarach, which meant Litzarach Gufo. Now we're going to have the Heter Litzarach Makomo, but we can't go down to the third level of Michama Litzel. Whereas Rav, on the other hand, who in the first level of Litzarach includes both Makomo and Gufo, now the Shalol Litzarach goes down to the level of Michama Litzel. It's almost like once you get the mechanics of it, you know, it's like pressing buttons on a computer. You know exactly what's going to flash up on the screen. But now we're saying the following, that we made a whole push here, that according to Rava, the reason why, you know, we include in this heter on Shabbos of Litzorah, both Litzorah Gufo and Litzorah Makomo, is because the whole Issa was Tiltul Keli. That was the Issa. That's how they formulated the Issa. If I could be mafkia either tiltal or be mafkia keli, then I could be matir. So how am I mafkia tiltal? Through ishtamshis. How am I mafkia keli? Litzarach makomo, because litzarach makomo becomes a chefetz and not a kli. So now Rav Soloveitchik is saying that the push to be matir litzarach makomo is only set into motion chronologically after, subsequent to when you were matil litzarach gufo. Why? Because if you haven't been matil litzarach gufo, then when I look at this kli, and I say that there's an absolute iser of tiltal on this kli, even when I'm really not being metaltal the kli, I'm only being mishtavish with the kli. But nevertheless, we were very firm about it, and we said, well, you know, physically what you're doing is you're moving the kli, right? That's what you're doing. You're going to move it for a purpose of using it? Okay, forget about that. You're moving the kli. And that we prohibit. No, once we got to that stage, we can't even jump into the next stage and say, well, it's not a kli, it's only a chefetz, litzarach. So let's see it inside again, litzarach makoma. He says, haklal bazed lo ifkiu. Ma'am, this is what he's talking about now is the heter of litzarach makoma. Lo ifkiu ma'am maisa shem shal tiltu kli, meaning to classify it as a chefetz, ella only when yesh l'kli heter gam kishishmo olav, meaning when we consider it a kli. The first stage is, let's see if we can puncture the balloon. What's the balloon? The balloon is a kli. And you're not allowed to be metaltal the kli. Well, now we're going to puncture the balloon. We're going to say, you know, you're allowed to be metaltal the kli. Why? Because it's ishtamshus and it's not tiltal. Now you've already gone down to another level. You know, we see that it's not an ironclad Easter, but we were able to, you know, to break through the fortress, you know, break through the barriers, and we were able to be matir tiltal. So once you're matir tiltal, then, you know, the kli now becomes a little bit of a big shot. You know, there's a lot of heter here in this kli. The kli says, hey, you were allowing to establish me. What if you're not using me, but you're moving me from place to place in such a way that I'm just a chefetz that occupies space. Is then he tiru l'taltal l'tzarach makomo ke chefetz bi'alma. It's not called a kli, it's called a chefetz. So stage number one is to be matir tiltal, and stage number two is to be matir a kli. Matir tiltal to convert, transform the tiltal into what? Hishtamshus. Matir the kli to convert the kli into what? A chefetz. But it's got to be a package deal. Aval im ein la kli hazeh halos heter. If the balloon is absolutely ironclad, nobody's broken through the fortress. Bitoras kli is kema the kol tashmishu hu osur hu leisur bilvad lo ifkiru toras tiltal kli. In other words, it was much more sophisticated and complicated to pull off this, you know, pull this trick of saying, well, it's not a kli, it's only a chefetz. First, tell me if there's some way of breaking through that absoluteness of Issur Tiltul by saying this is not Tiltul, this is Shibush. Once you got to that level, now we can go on to the second level. Is Rav Soloveitchik a happy camper with this? I don't think so. Because take a look, he says, V'ayin l'Ramban shedon b'svar kai gavni. He says, I found in the Ramban something that sounds a little bit similar to what I'm saying. The Ramban's language is, Shalom atzinu heter yoser b'tzorech makomo mi l'tzorech gufo. Again, I don't know exactly what the Ramban has in mind, but he says Ve'akati. That's how I know he's not so happy, thrilled. He says Sarech Bir. Meaning, I admit to you, it still needs clarification.
I mean, what's really fascinating is this transformation between Tilto and Shimush, and between a Kli becomes a Chafetz Chaim.
Right.
If I can crack that, or we can crack that as a class, I think it would be much clearer, because it seems to go back and forth and very fluid. Kli, depending on what I want to do with it, it's, I mean, those things.
Right, in both cases, it depends what I want to do with it. Yeah. In Tilto, am I just being metaltal it, or I'm using it? And in order to use it, I got to move it, right? Because where am I? I've got my hammer over here, and I got my walnuts over here, so I got to move it over, right? I had my maducha here, and I got my shum, and I want to move the shum over to here and clear off the shum. So it's all in the mind of the person. What is his purpose here? Is it tiltul, and that's it, period? Tiltul, shem tiltul, or tiltul, shem ishtamshus? Then we get to the other part of the Yisra, and that's kli. Well, are you moving it as a kli because it has some function, or are you moving out of kli because it's a blob that, you know, something that takes up space? But Rav Soloveitchik now is saying that, you know, it had to go through an all or nothing process. If and when they were able to be matir the first, you know, puncture the first balloon, as I said before, and be matir tiltul, then they could be matir a kli. No. Akati tzorach iun loshen Rashi, he says v'tzorach makomo nami l'rova kitzorach gufo v'tashmisho domi. Now I don't remember. I need a refresher. Where is this Rashi? V'tzorach makomo nami l'rova. Just 1 second. Let's see. Can somebody just find this here? Oh, here it is. So again, we're in Rashi, Dira Maskel Omar Rava, which is about, let's say, a 10-line Rashi. We're down, like, 5 lines down. So, like, right in the middle of Rashi. And he writes, V'tzorech mekomo nami l'rava kitzorech gufo v'tashmisho domi. See, this is a problem. Rashi is addressing the question, why does Rava insist on this unification? That Tzorach Gufo and Tzorach Makom is one entity, one unit. And Rashi says, because it's Kitzorach Gufo v'tashmisho domi. That's not so. The Tzorach Makom is not Litzorach Tashmisho. Adarabba, Gufo is Litzorach Tashmisho. But Makom is Litzorach HaChefetz, you know, to get rid of the Chefetz. Why does Rashi say in one breath that Tzorach Makomo, according to Rava, is Kitzorach Tashmisho? It's not Kitzorach Tashmisho. He says, Ula Hanal, according to everything that we've been presenting, Have Davi Heter Acher Legamre Tzorach Biu. Rashi had no right to equate Litzorach Gufo with Litzorach Makomo with Litzorach Tashmisho. Adarabba, Litzorach Gufo clearly is not Litzorach Tashmisho. And yet Rashi says it's Mutter because we view it as a Chefetz and not as a Kli. That's not Litzorach Tashmisho, Domin. And here he tells you to look at Rabbeinu Tam. So let's see if we can find this Rabbeinu Tam. I ran out of time before the Shia to look for this Rabbeinu Tam, so I'm going to have to do it together with you. Can we find this Rabbeinu Tam? I'm assuming it's right here on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph.
Could it be because I know we're talking
about, oh, I found it.
I know we're talking about the Kli, but couldn't it be because he wants to use the space? So the Tzorik is in the space, not in the Kli.
Hold on to that, Don. I think that's a Gvaldiga Svar. I really think we're going to use that. He says the following. So we're looking for again, I can only ask you to bring in the whole Masechta. So if you have the whole Masechta, we're looking on Daf Lamed Vav. You can't learn Muktzah without having, you know, three or four different Prakim in Masechta Shabbos open in front of you. So what can I tell you? So here, this was the sugya of Shofar and Chatzotzra. Remember that? We haven't forgotten about that. Okay, good. So there's a Tosis here that says, Ha, Rab Nechemi. You remember we had three brises, and one brisa prohibited tiltul not only in a Chatzotzra, but even in a Shofar. even though the shofar could be used to feed the child. So the answer was that's from Nechemya, and feeding the child with the shofar is not the primary function of a shofar. So in the course of this sugya, Rabbeinu Tam mentions Rashi, and let's see if we can. Are you looking at Tosis Dir Maskel Horav Nechemya? David, you don't have a Gemara. No, I don't blame you. It's. Oh, you do have a Gemara, right?
Run out of gas, bro.
Oh, I see.
Hanging on.
Oh, okay.
Hanging on to the bell.
Okay.
It's only Sunday.
Yeah. So you mean it's not that you ran out of a Gemara, you ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you haven't started yet.
Does anybody need a Gemara? I mean, so we have no. Now we have an extra. Oh, okay. You're okay? Alright. So there's a Tosis Dira Maskel Harab Nechemya. So let's see. He says, V'harav Rabbeinu Shimon HaZaken. So let's see if you can drop down six lines in Tosis. You see that towards the end of that line that starts the Hechikom HaRava.
Lamed Vav Bet, right?
No, I'm sorry. It's Lamed Vav of an Aleph, and the line in Tosis Harav Nechemya starts with the words Uboi Schina. All right. So see if you can move across that line, and then it says Harav Rabbi Shimon Hazakein Hiksha. Right, line 5, Dibra Masel Harav Nechemya. Towards the end of the line, Harav Rabbi Shimon Hazakein Hiksha Lepush Akuntris. Heichikoma Rava b'per kol akelim the osur of Nechemi l'meimed afilu klishim lata lehetel tzorgufo o letzorch makomo in, meaning that Rav Nechemi is matir both in the case of klishim lata lehetel both letzorgufo and letzorch makomo, but micham letzel lo heichi shari letzorch makomo. Okay, those are the words you want to underline. Heichi shari letzorch makomo. How could Rav Nechemi allow it letzorch makomo? Harei hello, ain't that Tasha Shamiyuchad lo? So again, this is where the Rav Soloveitchik stepped up to the plate to say that Letzorch Makomo means it's not called Tiltul Kli, it's called Tiltul Chefetz. But Rabbeinu Tam has a different explanation for his grandfather to defend the Zeda. He says, V'dochak, Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, Rabbeinu Tam really pushed himself into a corner here, very hard shot, Lepirsha could just explain to Rashi. The karos achar sha'ochlu bahen derech la'asiram kol shah v'choshiv tzorch makomo tashvisham yuchad lo. So again, keep in mind on your svara, this is not exactly your svara, but it does touch on it. When I bring out a plate and you're going to eat your meal on the plate, you're eating your Shabbos meal on the plate, so obviously we understand the function of the plate, of the karo. But there's another hidden function of the karo. And that is that after you finish eating from the kara, then what do you do with it? Let's say it was a weekday. What would you do with a kara after you finished eating from it?
Take it away and put it
right, you take it off of the table. So that's called tashvish hamiyuchad lo. In other words, we've been interpreting tashvish hamiyuchad lo before this Rabbeinu Tam as function. You know, what do you do with a kli? Every vessel has a function. He's saying that the word tashvish includes a much broader scope. It includes what do you do with the kli? Not what do you do with the kli as an active achievement, but what do you do with the kli? Simply, where do you leave the kli? You know, even where you leave the kli is considered part of what. So Rabbi Nechemia's tashvish hamiyuchad lo includes whatever you normally do with the kli. If you tell me during the week this is what you do with the kli, then that's what you're allowed to do with the kli on Shabbos. Rabbi Nechemia's not going to tolerate taking a carpenter's hammer and using it to crack nuts, because that's not what you normally do during the weekday. But if you ask me, what do I do with a kara, a plate, after I finish eating with it, even during the weekday, I take it off the table. So therefore, Letzorch Makomo, in this weird new definition, broad definition, is called Letzorch Gufo. It's called Letash Misham Yuchadlo. And Rabbi Natam agrees that that's called V'dochak. So now, if you have that line in Rabbeinu Tam, who's coming to defend Rashi against the kasher of Rav Shimon HaZaken, now we go back to this paragraph here, Vehine, it's the last paragraph of page Reish Nun, and he says, "Betosus hanal kosvul yashiv shitas Rashi, Okay, and then we have the whole quote here, four lines down. He says, Kavanosam, the chelek me'ashimush. Okay, this we want to underline. Chelek me'ashimush, bekaros, pulisalka me'al ha'shulchan. You see, Don, it's a little different than what you said, but very similar. You were arguing that maybe this is called tashmish, meaning I need the space. So that's also a tashmish of the kli. I don't think Rabbi Tam is going that far. He's going to say that the word shimush bekara means whatever you normally do with the kli during the week. And if it means you remove it, that's also what you do with the kli. Valkein gam siluk me'ashulchan, to take it off the table, hu chelek mitashmisham amyuchad lehem. And Rav Salvation claims that he found something similar in the Ritva, when he speaks about Litzarch Makomo, and the Ritva writes, Kevin Sheitiru Litaltalon Litzarch Gufan U Litaltalon, Lekach Roy Hulahatir Gam Sheyuchal Lesalkom Misham, to take him away, to clear them off the table, Achar Tashmisham Litzarch Makomo, Kitzarech Tashmisham Kach Hu. Do you see those words? Kitzarech Tashmisham Kach Hu. In other words, it's a great need to either eat from the kara or to remove the kara and clear off the space. And Rav Salvechik wants to say he found the same idea in the Rush, in the first parak of Beitzah, in the sugi of machzorim. Right? The question is, let's say you take a machzor on Yontif to shul. Right? In those days they had special machzorim for Yomim Tovim. Today everything is in one siddur, but it wasn't that way back in the day. We have machzorim for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so the same thing would apply in our contemporary life with regard to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he took the matzah to shul. Now he wants to bring it back home after 6 hours of davening, right? And l'chora he's not allowed to do that because that's not a tiltil, that's Litzarech Shabbos. So the Rosh answers, Hitiru gam lach zirum lebeisa. We're going to allow you to bring them home, because otherwise you'll never find them, right? And why? Hitiru sofa mishum tchilasam. That's very interesting. What does the Rosh mean? Hitiru sofa mishum tchilasam. They weren't able to allow you to bring the maksa to shul unless you knew very well that you would be able to take it, it would be permissible to take it back. V'kol zeh chashiv tzarech yantif. They were matir for the need of Yontif, even though you finished davening already, right? So what do you need it for? You know, put it away for next Yontif. It's not for this Yontif, you don't need it anymore. Maybe you need it for Mincha, I don't know. But let's say Mincha time, you know, you took your matzah to shul for Mincha, now you want to take it home after Mincha. So l'chora, all you need it for is next Yontif. So if there's a talus in there, you know, with the matzah, maybe you could, you know, swallow it up with the talus. But if it's, let's say, just the matzah, so the answer is, that's called tzarech yontif. Why? Because he tiru sofa mitri tri losa. If you're not going to let him take it back from the shul, he's not going to bring it to the shul. Today you buy a matzah for a grush, but in those days, I own a matzah, for example, from Prague from 2 centuries ago. It's gigantic. If you dropped it on your foot, you'd have to see a doctor. That's how big it is, you know. A maksa was a whole big thing, you know. So they had to be matir sofa mitchum tchilason. It's hachinami. Maybe we can understand what the Rush means when he uses this to explain tiltul kalim liachar shimusham. That also litzach makomam is also considered chelek michelkei aheter. We're now on the top of page Reishon and Aleph shel litzach gufo. So this is an expanded definition of litzach gufo. Litzach gufo means if they're allowing you to use it, you have to allow you to take it off the table so that now you have access to the table. Sheyuchal liachar tashmisho lach zirom limkomo arishon lefanos is makom alkein haheter shel litzach makomon hu bichlal. It's included in the Hetel Litzarech Gufo. And this is what Rashi means here that we saw in Rabbeinu Tam's explanation of Rashi. Mahay Taimi Tiru Kfar Kol Tiltul Kelu Litzarech Makomon Afilu Bechai Gavna Shehu Lo Tiltul Meikara Litzarech Gufo Klal. Even though when he's removing it from the table, he's not using the Kli at all. He's just getting rid of it. And the Ayin Oda Ritva, he says, the Ritva now is sugi on Daf Kuf Chav Dalid, says, Mehai Taima Gamla Rabbi Nechemya, this is Rabbi Shita Rabbi Nechemya, Havile Tzorech Makomo Kitzorech Tashmisha. Ki Bechlau Mashi Hitarto Litzor Gufo Ata Tzorech Latiro Lesalko Bimkomo Liakash and Ishtamish Bo. Included in this heta to use it is also to remove it after you finish it. The Af, Hu Omeid Umiyuchad Lakach. right? This is the key word is miyuchad. That's Rabbi, that's the key cornerstone of Rabbi Nechemiah, that you need miyuchad. This is also miyuchad. What's it designated for? For use and then to remove it after the use. I'm almost finished. The cane kosav, the hedja rashbakan, the tzorch makomo ainu, kitzorech tashmish amyuchad lol Rabbi Nechemiah. I'll leave the rub, the kshem shemiachtim lishtamish bayim, kach miyachtim listalik. Listalik achar tashmishon zuhi shitas Rashi zal. Okay, so we'll, even though we're still almost at the finish line, but I realize it's quite late, so we'll finish here up to Lefi. If you could do me a favor and make a note, as I did, that we're up to the to the word Ulefi. Do you have Reish Nun Beis?
No.
So maybe I could ask you, Ben, at this point, to photocopy these two pages so you'll have this for tomorrow. Okay, then?
Thank you.
So I want to wish everyone a great day, and you should take a take out a copyright on that that table here, because it's worth a mint. Yeah. Oops.
Well, do you mind copying that? Because I got to run. Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you.